It's KMD's Art Week. We have the Park Point Art Fair coming up on Saturday and Sunday down in Park Point, and we've been interviewing artists all week who will be appearing at the Park Point Art Fair. And on the phone with us this morning is Pauline Horrocks, who's a painter. Good morning, Pauline. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. It is clear to me, looking at your images at your website, paulinehorrocks.com, that you are somebody who grew up with lots of nature around you.
I did. I grew up surrounded by the boreal forest, and we had a cottage way sort of up north, 6 miles by boat on an island, and my dad made us go there all the time when we were young. So I was surrounded by the boreal forest, and so a theme that I've had right from the beginning in my painting has always been the play of light and shadow in the boreal forest, so I call it boreal music. So, I love the light. I love the light.
I think about paintings by O'Keeffe and people who are in the desert where there isn't at least not the same kind of shadow. The way the boreal forests tend to shed sunlight on things are with individual beams and scatters of sunlight around shadows.
Yeah, that's right. Because the boreal forest it's so messy, and well, we have the boreal forest, I think, up here around northern Minnesota, part of it, mm-hmm. but it's so, there's just so much stuff. There's so much vegetation, so the light just filters through, so you just see patches of it here and there, so that's what I find beautiful, and so I call it boreal music when I paint it.
Oh, that's an interesting way of describing it, boreal music.
Boreal music, yeah, that's the name of my series, I guess you could call it.
Yeah. Well, the medium that you're using right now primarily, is it oil? You started out in watercolor, according to your info.
Yeah, I did. I started about 35 years ago as a self-taught watercolorist because when I looked at all the mediums around, that was the one I loved the most. I just loved the way they glowed. So I did that for about 15 years, and then I decided to become a printmaker because I was also interested in monochromatic and drawing. So I did printmaking for about 10 years, and then I got tired of that, and I decided I wanted to paint strong color and big. So that's primarily what I do now. I do big paintings, so they're 3 feet by 4 feet, 4 by 5, 3 by 5. So I'll be bringing some of those to the show. It's kind of hard to transport a lot of big work, mm-hmm. so I'll be bringing a few of those. And and mostly they're oil. I like oil the best. And when I paint, I wanted to paint my oils like watercolors because that was my first love. So it's kind of it was a big process for me to learn how to do it my way. I don't paint on canvas generally. I build my own, I use plywood and lumber, and I build my own big supports. And then I put gesso all over. So gesso is the white background, like the white paper that a watercolor painter uses. And so I put the oil on. I actually take off more paint than I put on. So I put it all on, and then I rub it off. I use my hands a lot, which is not supposed to be good for you, but so that the gesso shines through. So it's like a watercolor painting with the light of the white of the gesso shining through a thin layer of the paint, and then I go from there.
I wouldn't usually suspect that oil painting is something that people use translucence in, but the rubbing process does bring the white behind filtering through, you're saying. So it really, it kind of creates a different blend then? Is that?
Yeah, usually people can't tell what medium I use because they don't look like traditional oils, but yet they're obviously not watercolors, and they don't have the look of acrylics either, although I'm trying to learn to use acrylics because I don't think it's too healthy for me the way I paint, but anyway.
Some of them look almost photographic.
Which one are you talking about?
Well, I'm looking, maybe it's not an oil work, I'm looking at two tones, for example, or your images of fire.
Oh, yeah, I did that one last summer. Yeah, I painted that here in Grand Marais. We're at a gallery in Grand Marais called 8 Broadway Art Gallery. Mm-hmm. So we've been selling here for about maybe 12 to 15 years, and I painted that one in the backyard. So that was a photograph that I had taken when I was at our family camp way up in the bush. Mm. We were all sitting around a fire, so I took some pictures, and it was kind of hard. It was hard to do that, you know, so I had to work at getting the light shining through. So, yeah.
Mm. Tell me a little bit about using the big canvas. I think about you know, just having a perspective on it, when you're working up close on such a big surface, do you need to stand back and look at it a bit? Or does it allow you a chance to get more detail when you're working up close on it? What does a large canvas offer you that a small canvas doesn't?
Actually, painting big is much easier than painting small. And you do have to get back from it a lot. And you don't have to... You just suggest detail. You don't have to put all the detail in. That's the thing I like about art, is as opposed to photography. So they're two different art mediums, right? Mm-hmm. Or whatever. So with a painting, you can just suggest detail. You don't have to put it all in. It's better if you let the audience's eye create what's not there. For me, that's what I like.
What sort of things have you been asked about your art? Is there a question that you've never heard before that surprised you?
Oh, yes. When you sent me the questions beforehand, you said, what have you never been asked about your art? And I've been thinking and thinking and thinking about that. So I finally came up with an answer to that. And that is, what is it about this painting that you would change? Because as an artist, almost always there's something that I find I don't like the result that I had on the painting. You know, I would have done it differently if I was doing it over again, and no one ever asks me that. So.
I've heard similar comments from songwriters who wonder if a song is really quite done, if they needed maybe tweak it just a little bit further.
I know. It's the same with an artist. You just have to say, okay, that's enough. I'm not doing any more.
So you'll be at the Park Point Art Fair this weekend. Do you know where you'll be along the path, what your booth number is?
I do. My husband and I are both in the show. He's an artist, too, and he does watercolors. He paints. His favorite theme is water in the North Shore, and we're going to be in booth 71 and 72.
All right. And you'll bring some of your large works and some smaller works as well.
I have some. I also paint, do figure work, so I like allegory. I like a painting to have... my other theme is paintings that have meaning. So I like people to ask me what the meaning of a painting is, and then I'll just talk for hours.
Well, it's been lovely talking with you this morning. We thank you, Pauline.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you, Chris.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pauline Horrocks, a painter, and she'll be down from Grand Marais for the Park Point Art Fair this weekend. We look forward to seeing her and all of the other artists who will be at the Park Point Art Fair this weekend, the 28th and 29th, Saturday and Sunday. Hopefully the weather will be good for them as well. KMB Art Week brought to you in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.